Welcome, everyone, back to your Church of Heavy Metal that is Thunderdome Metal Reviews. I am the Reverend Dangerously, having successfully evaded the police on my last few recordings. I am back here in the chair in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. With me, as always, are Tracy, Gabe, and David. And we had a very particular assignment for this evening. Before we get into that, how is everyone doing?
Doing great. Living life.
I can't wait to hear what everybody's top albums of 2020 were.
My top albums of 1920 are the following Wax Cylinders.
Indeed, indeed. So yes, it is a little bit past that time of year because most people do it either right after the first or before the new year, but Tracy Newport will have none of that. And we are here to talk about our top metal albums from the previous year. Not only ours, but Thunderdome's. But before we get into that, a quick programming note. This week, the week of 1/9/2023, will be the last week for a while that you'll be getting two episodes. We had ramped up to two episodes per week sometime after the pandemic started. And even though the pandemic's not over, y'all were tired. We're tired as fuck. And we got a lot of things going on in our personal lives. So we decided to scale back production to just one new album review per week. We'll still be doing grab bags and discography blasts. So you'll still get a lot of content from us, just not two episodes per week worth. But with that out of the way, Tracy, why don't you tell us what we're doing?
Yes. We are doing our a week late album of the year for the previous year. I think at some point in the future we'll probably be doing these things in fucking March, because like I got 500 albums to grade. Sorry guys,
you're insane. But, you're not the only one.
I know. Yeah. So yeah, this is our annual collective top 10 albums for the year. I've dubbed this the top 10 albums for the cursed year 2020 part 3, because this feels like the third year of 2020. Hopefully 2023 is not the same. And we'll talk about albums of the year. I've organized them as alphabetically. Hopefully I did that right and didn't mix and match the list.
Well, hopefully we'll have them in the order in which they were voted, not alphabetically.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
This is going south quick, fast, and in a hurry. But anyways, we're going to move
them reverse alphabetical based on the album title. That's sure. Coming at number 48.
Exactly. You're in. Casey Kasem's year in countdown.
Exactly. And Ben, I have you starting us off on this year in countdown.
Awesome.
Please tell me that's right.
It's close enough to write for what we're doing. So do you want me to read these? Is that why you put this up here?
Yeah,
or do you just want me to check my work? Okay.
I want you to do it in a Muppet voice, but a different Muppet for each band.
Not that good. My top 25 of the year. Number 25, Septic Flesh, Modern Primitive. Number 24, Dawn of Soulless, Flames of Perdition. 23, Corpse Grinder. 22, Sentient Horror, Rites of Gore. Municipal Waste, Electrified Brain was 21.
Electric Boogaloo.
Exactly. Number 20 was Soulfly. Number 19, Werewolves from the Cave to the Grave. 18, The Death White, Gray Everlasting. Schizophrenia, Recollections of the Insane. Claustrophobia Unleashed. At number 15, Meshuggah Immutable. Number 14, Conan, Evidence of Immortality. 13, Protector, Excessive Outbursts of Depravity. Bloody Wood, Rock Shock at number 12. Druid Lord, Relics of the Dead at number 11. And for my top 10, I had Behemoth, Venom Prism, Amon Amarth, Megadeth, Goat Whore, Mesa, Crowbar, Zeal and Ardor, Faytooth, and number 1, The Troops of Doom and Antichrist Reborn.
I have a typo. It's Soulfly Totem.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Way to go, Tracy.
My own fault for reading it.
You failed.
I think we have to delete the whole thing.
I'm done. And just burn it down.
I know. I was like, I don't think that's the album title. Who are the five best bands? They are Soulfly, and Soulfly.
I should have just read off of my list instead of what. Yeah, but anyway, it's all good.
Druid Lord, man, best album cover. Do we have that list going?
Yeah, dude, that was the best album cover.
Charlemagne
for sure.
Arise.
Yeah, that would have been up there if we had done that contest.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to see Ascension Horror on your list, Ben.
Oh, that's really nice. Love that album. That was really good.
It's on mine too.
I mean, I like a lot of these albums, obviously, because they're on my top 25. You know, and not every album on this list, at least on my list, was an A album for me. A lot of these are B pluses and Bs. And I think that's just a reflection of the year and that I, like, you know, I'm sometimes a hard grader or just an asshole, or maybe an asshole grader. I don't know. Either way. But yeah, man, I would definitely, I think that if you are a fan of metal period, you know, the overall list for the podcast is a conglomerate, but you will find a hell of a lot of great albums on all our lists, except for maybe Tracy's.
Oh yeah, probably definitely. Was anything in terms for you surprising whenever you got the list together? Oh fuck, this is actually on here. I didn't figure it would be here at the end of the year, or?
I haven't seen our list, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, your specific
list. Oh, mine specifically?
Your own list.
Like, was there
my own list did not really shock me, no.
Are you surprised, sir?
I mean, I'm going through the year, I don't really have any idea. I'm actually kind of surprised that there is an album in my top five that we did not review, Fetus, Remnants of the Vessel, which we will be reviewing later on in this year because I put it in one of the grab bags. That took me by surprise because it was a band I hadn't heard of. And actually, number five also, Mesa Close, that was one that Gabe recommended sometime in either late November or early December that just blew me away and I just loved, as you can tell, since it was my number five album.
Yeah. Well, I had seen the Mesa Close and saw a lot of high showing up on a lot of end of year lists. I was like, I need to get to that. And I just never did because I was ran out of time.
You might like it. I mean, it's definitely an interesting record and it's nothing like the others. And as far as I know, it's nothing like the others in the top five that Ben put here.
There are elements of It and Fetus that are similar, but not really. I mean, they're very sparse. And I think that that is actually one of those albums that would appeal to Tracy that also appeals to me, which, you know, on some of the more esoteric stuff that he likes is not common.
Yeah, and for people who also missed the album, Mesa is an Italian kind of doom metal band, but they have a lot of like jazz and stuff in there as well. It's really fantastic.
Yep. So I'm definitely looking forward to hearing that one eventually. David, are you ready for yours or?
Yeah. Los Chasen. This is probably right. So you want me to read it again in a Muppet voice? Let's see. 25 was Manchester's Ingested with Ashes Lie Still. 24 was Moldova's Infected Rain with Ectasis, whatever that medical term is. 23, I'm the only one who had Slipknot up here because I have a blend, or Slipknot The End So Far, which I thought was actually a little better than the 2019 record. Then I've got Korn Requiem, which I also thought it was actually pretty good. Then I have Immolation, because why wouldn't I, at 21, Act of God. Then I have Machine Head. This grew on me a little bit as I listened to it more, of Kingdom and Crown. And then I had Tracy's favorite album of the year, came out, Tien's Hyena, because of course I did. Then I have Soulfly's not self-titled Totem. Then I've got Corpse Grinder, as Ben does. And then Schizophrenia, though it's Belgian, not Brazilian. Recollections of the Insane. Then I have Septic Flesh a little higher than Ben because I like dumb, of course, orchestral shit, modern primitive. Then Sentient Horror, you're welcome, Gabe, Rites of Gore. Then I've got Hath, which I'd forgotten how good that album was. Psychroptic, Divine Council in 12. Number 11 was when I pretended I did not like Tech Death to obey Tracy. And so it's Allegiance, Damn Them. And that band has changed configurations already since then. 10, Bollywood, Rock Shock. Then I got Troops of Doom. I liked it a lot, not quite as much as Ben. I thought it was a little bit one note, but that one note's also awesome. And then, because of who I am as a person, I have Gwar in 8, The New Dark Ages, which also grew me as I listened to it more. Then I had Claustrophobia, which I'd also forgotten how good that was, Unleashed in 7. 6, like a lot of you, I have Zeal and Ardor, fair amount of overlap there, self-titled. And then this album also was one of the only ones that really jumped up its grade as I listen to it more in Regensburg, Rammstein's Zeit. I think it's pretty good at 5. 4, of course, is fucking Werewolves from the Cave to the Grave. 3, obviously, is Clutch, Sunrise, and Slaughter Beach. 2, Lamb of God Omens, and 2020 Lamb of God self-titled was my number one. And then number one, because it is captures so closely the zeitgeist of napalm being just pushed into all of your orifices, Meshuggah's Immutable. That's my 25. Yeah. Some common things with Ben, and some stuff that did not show up there. I went up to almost 50, Tracy. I didn't get close to your 500 or whatever, but
105 is what I ranked this year.
Yeah, I ranked close to 50. So what were you about to say?
I was going to say, I want to say I'm surprised by your top three, but I'm not really.
Oh, well, why would you be surprised? The question was, what order were they going to?
I know.
No one is surprised.
Yeah,
I was a little surprised.
I actually called your top one.
I'm sure you did. You can tell that thing put a hook in me.
Yeah, I was actually surprised that Korn and Slipknot made it up there. But Korn's album wasn't bad, but I don't think it was as good as their 2021. But Slipknot's album was, All Hope Is Lost Part 2. I was just not into it.
Well, I liked All Hope Was Lost. You did. You didn't.
The thing that shocks me about David's list is that Machine Head is so far down on it.
It's okay. I don't know. I don't quite know what happened. I still like Machine Head a lot, but I feel like the sheer number of lineup changes, but I don't know. It never quite lands like some of these do, and I can't quite put my finger on it. I mean, you know, it's up here. It's number 20. We used to do a lot of records this year.
Yeah, we did.
So
we did.
And you know, one of the problems is I don't really get to circle back very much. So sometimes things just kind of, I do it and we move on.
Yeah,
like Slash and Burn Agriculture. So it was nice. I will say this: I do like the end of the year because I'd forgotten how good, as I said, Claustrophobia was, or how fun Sentient Horror was. I mean, we just haven't listened to them in months.
Yeah. Was there anything on this list that surprised you where it winded up in the end, or?
Gwar, because I told you I was very skeptical of where that album, how good that album was or wasn't going to be. That surprised me. That's probably about it. Rammstein did better than I might have expected, but again, that album grew on me as I listened to it more, but not really a lot of surprises here for any of you. I mean, it's a bunch of dumbass bands from the 90s and early 2000s and a bunch of fucking death metal. Essentially, it's what it is. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Meshuggah.
Meshuggah, all things eternal. Immutable. Gabe, are you ready for your list? Or?
Fire it up. Fire it up.
Yep.
It's just Amon Ra, all 25.
Close.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So at number 25, we have Cartilage, The Deader the Better. I'm going to give a little bit of a riff on the ones that are probably unfamiliar. So Cartilage is some groovy San Francisco gore grind. It's their second record. At number 24, we have Mortuus, Upon Desolation. They're Filipinos channeling the old school death metal. Number 23 is Pathogen. They are doing some also new wave old school death metal. Druid Lord at 22, Relics of the Dead. 21, Psychroptic, Divine Council. 20 is Lamb of God. 19 is Night Hag, Phantasmal Scourge. That's some pretty awesome death doom. 18, Come to Grief When the World Dies. That is some sludgy goodness. Number 17, Autopsies, Morbidity Triumphant. Number 16, Maul with Seraphic Punishment. More of that death metal. Number 15, Pharmacist, Flourishing Extremities on Unspoiled Grounds. They're a Japanese grindcore band. Really, really jazzy and funky. 14 is Mesa. 13 is Incinerate Him with Disembodied, more death metal. Number 12, Animals as Leaders. Number 11, Ripped to Shreds, Jubian. Number 10, Viande, L'Abîme Dévore les Âmes. Number 9, Vigadud, There's Always Blood at the End of the Road. These guys are some intense black metal from Pals of Amun-Ra in the Church of Ra collective. 8 is Castrator, Defile and Oblivion, who I think I introduced you to in a video this year. 7 is Bloodbath's new record, Survival of the Sickest. 6 is Tribal Gaze, The Nine Choirs. It's just really awesome Texas death metal. Very old school, very cavernous. 5 is Phobophilic with Enveloping Absurdity. 4, Sentient Horror. 3, Crowbar. 2, Zealand Ardor. 1, Path.
Not gonna lie, I was surprised to see Crowbar so high on yours.
Yeah, I really dug it. It was one of those albums that surprised me because I really didn't know the band all that well when we listened to that. But it, had the right recipe for the sludge for sure.
Yeah. Was anything on here surprising for you or?
I mean, I think that Tribal Gaze came as a real surprise because it came very late in the game and relatively late also as Castrator. But I think I'm pleased, but maybe not quite surprised in like my list is not quite as one genre or one subgenre as it was the last time around. So that I'm happy about that. I'm kind of surprised that Lamb of God and Night Hag didn't end up higher on the list because I really did like those records when I heard them, but they got pushed down by a number of other things. Same thing with Druid Lord, which I really, really like, but compared to some of the other stuff, I just didn't like it as much.
I'm actually surprised Animals as Leaders was outside the top 10.
Yeah, well, it's the only record that I gave an A+. But still, I didn't really do it like that. I mean, I didn't really rank them by the grade that I gave them, even though I would say all of these are A's of some kind. So that should have been maybe in the top 10, but again, it got pushed. There was a lot of good death metal this year. I mean, death metal is having just a banner year for like the 8th year in a row.
Did you say banner year for like the 8th year in a row?
Yeah, that's right.
No. Yeah.
Return to form.
Return to form of Return to Form.
Seventh son of a seventh son.
Exactly. Anybody got anything else they want to add or move on to next?
Next.
All right. These will be my picks.
I just wanted to add that I actually made a list of honorable mentions, which is like 25 albums long. And I also made a sort of a death metal list with sort of that subgenre and sub-subgenres of just albums that I thought were fun. So I think on the death metal list, for example, some of y'all's picks in the top 25 ended up like Corpse Grinder, I think ended up in the death metal cage match bracket, which for example, but it's like a lot of that stuff that I really liked but was not quite as good, or also we listened to like Artificial Brain ended up in that list. Same thing with Claustrophobia.
Artificial Brain, yeah, did not like that album at all. That's okay, because there's not any of that on my 25 with everybody else's. I think I got...
You didn't pick Seraphic Punishment as your...
Nope. I have 2 albums that I picked show up on anybody else's list.
Oh, shit, Tracy. And they are both Dream Theater.
Oh, not quite. But it's hilarious. It's like, I kind of figured that would happen. But yeah, my picks for this year at number 25 is Aeternom, Heir to of the Rising Sun. That's the newest album out that me and Ben covered pre-pandemic, like right before the pandemic hit. And it's one of the last ones we did before David came on full time. Psychonaut, Violate, Consensus Reality that we did for the podcast. Devin Townsend, Lightwork for the podcast, Charlie Griffiths, Tiktaalika. He's the one of the main songwriters and guitarists for Haken. That's a solo album. The Halo Effect, Days of the Lost, which is every former member of In Flames. So, David may actually like that one.
I'm still trying to get over the Haken derivative side projects, as if you're trying to torture Ben on purpose. Like, what did you say? Tertiary new metal bands? Clearly. These are like quartiary iterations.
I mean, as long as they're not like invoking all the terrible 80s-ness like they did on Affinity, it'd be all right.
It doesn't. So it may work out for Ben in the long run. Rolo Tomasi, Where the Myth Becomes Memory. Look out for that coming, dropping sometime soon on a podcast near you. It's on one of the female grab bags we've got coming up. Lorna Shore, The Pain Remains. This is a deathcore band that I think we've all heard of or seen of, but this album fucking rips. Ghost with the newest album, Impera. This album's extremely catchy. Red-Handed Denial, I'd Rather Be Asleep. If we were to do another vibe grab bag, this would be the one. It's very close as Winter Times Comes, kind of like hits me in the same spot. White Ward, False Light. Wake, Thought Form, Descent. Cancer Bats, Psychic Jailbreak. I think Ben would love that album if he listened to it. Yeah,
I like some of the stuff I heard off of that album. Yeah. So.
Moontooth, Phototroph. Michael Romeo, War of the Worlds Part 2. I'm sure everybody's shocked by that one. Tumorum, Ashen Realms of Stone Icons. We also have that went when we discussed it in the podcast. Black Braid 1. This is a Native American death metal band, or a black metal band, so you'll be hearing it soon on a grab bag coming near you. Aether Coven, The Relationship Between the Hammer and the Nail. Oh, I forgot Corpse Grinder. That album's just so like fun, so much fun. Zeon Ardor, Obsidious Iconic. This is a band I ranked last year as my number 25, Obscura. A couple guys, they had a split prior to that album coming out. And Obscura was the band that was left after the guys left. And Obsidious is the two dudes that left, started their own band. And this is it. And it's a pretty badass banger. Spirit World Death Western. This is that crazy ass Western zombie video
watched. I know what it is. I read a whole bunch about those insane those maniacs. It's of course you did.
Kardashev, Liminal Right, some progressive black metal. Wild Run Epigon, which we actually came back around, and this was actually like a week ago. This was like maybe number 20, but it just kept here a couple more times. Like, damn, this album's really fucking good. Delusion Ayam. This is the album that I wished that Amorphosis album out this year would have been. It reminds me a lot of their Queen of Time album from 2018, and it's just a really fantastic album. And number one is Ithaca, They Fear Us.
You would.
I would indeed.
I'm shocked. I'm really shocked.
That I know that entire list is surprising for everybody.
No, I'm shocked by the number one, but also like I would never could have called like the Cancer Bats or Aether Coven as like featuring on your top 25 whatsoever, but that's awesome. Yeah. That's very interesting. Also that Devin Townsend was so low. Same thing with like Psychonaut.
Yeah. I mean, they were up there. I mean, Bloodywood, they beat up Bloodywood. Bloodywood was number 26 on my list.
I had Moontooth as 26. That grew on me I listened to it more. And then I think Wild Run right up to that, but they just didn't quite make it.
Yeah.
I will admit, I have a lot of C's in your second column here. There's a lot of, I see Ben's face as well. This is not a run of my highest grades. That's what I'm going
to say. It is not. So Wilderoon is number 3, I gave a C, and Ithaca is number 1, I gave a C+. So,
and which Ithaca,
I will agree, I guess, in the replacement in that aspect.
And I'm pretty sure Disillusion would end up being a C at best on Penn's grading scale as well. So, I mean.
But it's Ithaca. Yours.
Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah. Ithaca was actually surprising. And I think because it is only like 32 minutes long, it's short, they're quick in and out, and they hit a lot of notes that like I enjoy by them. And their album we did with them when you guys dubbed it Procore, and I was like, I like this album, but I wish they would do some of the things. And they came back with this album and did those things I wish they would do. And so, yeah. And it just really just kind of like, I came back and heard it as it sat. And it's like, yeah, this is it. So, yeah.
So you like when bands take your notes. Is that what yeah, you're saying?
Maybe they listen to podcasts. Like, I can do that.
Man, I got to change my shit up or Tracy's going to rank me lower below Charlie Griffiths.
Yeah. So for those paying attention at home, only one album showed up on all four of our lists.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Yes, did I?
And I'm like, well, that's how you win. You have to show up on all four.
Maybe. We'll see.
So one day I could say three of us just love a thing, and Tracy's like, no, stop. Stop trying to make ministry happen or whatever it is.
I was actually surprised there wasn't more of like a Venn diagram of your three top 25s and me on the outside. Like, I knew coming into this, like, I'm totally going to be on the outside of this. Like, I might have one or two overlap, but it's not going to be a lot.
Well, me and David had the most overlap because, of course, we did.
that's shocking to hear.
And I don't know exactly how much Dave and Gabe had, but me and Gabe only had like three albums. So, you know, there was a lot of diversity in these lists.
There was. Yeah. I think I may have. In terms of top 25, I think I have one album Tracy has.
Yeah.
That's it. Two. Yes, yeah, two. Corpse Grinder and Seal and Error.
Oh, yeah. I had Corpse Grinder as well.
So it's so I guess interesting
there
was two
comparing it to last year's, because last year's like all of ours but like two songs is three people voted on or up, and some a lot of them four of us voted on. So it's very interesting coming into this year that it's like, and a lot of these are carried by two grades. Like,
well, yeah. Well, before we reveal our top 10 list, I want to speak to that, because and I'd like to hear the rest of your opinions. Because I feel like this may have been a better year as far as overall quantity of good albums, but I don't feel like the top end was as good as last year.
I can get behind that, because thinking about it, like last year, there was like going in, there were four or five albums that were like, damn, I don't know how I'm going to decide between these five at number one. And it could have been any of them, depending on my mood, really. But this year, I mean, maybe the top 12 in here, like, I was like, I can move these around and be okay with it. Like, there wasn't this albums that stuck with me throughout the year, nonstop, like there was last year.
I listened to a lot of goddamn Clutch, Meshuggah, and Lamb of God this year, so. But again, I'm the brand whore, so.
Yeah, but I mean, even those three did well, but some of the other, like, brand whorish stuff that you listen to didn't do as well. So I mean, but whatever,
it's true. Some people have gotten off the ride. Some people, like, apparently may get a slighter output more than me. I had that one in the top 30, but I just couldn't. It was too silly. Once I found out he was not an Army Ranger.
Well, that was, you know, Ice-T, not
I know. But where was the UN when that happened? Nowhere.
That's true. It was nowhere. It's nowhere.
Well,
I'm not sure how I would respond to the question that you posed, just because last year was much different for me in that I really only started listening halfway through the year. Yeah, and
that was me in 20.
I basically just had to catch up and also figure out what it was that I liked in the first place, because sure. I had no idea.
Well, you hadn't heard Power Slave.
Well, there's that. Well, the other thing is, like, I didn't have to spend that time, you know, figuring out what it was that I was going to enjoy.
Right.
And I had a lot more time anyway to go about, you know, finding stuff. I think this is an amazing year, and I had a hard time. I had a hard time, and you can tell just by the virtue of the fact that I made three lists instead of two.
Yeah.
Or like basically one list and two collections that I couldn't even figure out. So, and there was still more that I missed. Like I mean, some of Tracy's stuff I listened to and liked. Like, for example, that Wake album. That was a black metal album that I liked. Hey, it exists. It's fairly straight ahead black metal, I would say, like, on the whole. But anyway, there's a lot of good records, including that Aether Coven record, which I really thought was cool, but it just didn't make the cut. So for me, it's an embarrassment of riches, I tell you what.
It's definitely not a... yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. And also, it just shows, again, you know, the different stylistic things that we like that we bring to this. And to me, that shows off why I made the comment in the first place, the strength of the years, because these lists are so radically different. This is the most divergent our lists have been, which granted, this is only like the second time that all four of us have done the list. But, you know, for there to be 100 albums and maybe 15 overlap.
Totally.
So that's pretty good.
I think you'd also find that my list includes a fair amount of my own picks. Some of that is like represented on all the lists, but I wonder who has the most.
Probably you, followed by maybe Tracy. I think I had the least. I listen to a fuck ton of not metal, so.
Like, are you referring like who has their own picks, like for the podcast, or?
If you rated your.
Yeah, Gabe, I think, has by far the most non ones we reviewed, followed by Tracy.
Yeah,
Ben had some too, and then I had the least.
Yep. Well, but I mean, a lot of mine. I mean, but again, because like David, I listen to a lot of other genres other than just metal, and I don't pound through albums like Tracy or Gabe to begin with. Every year that I do this podcast, I listen to more metal, new metal, than I have since I was a fucking teenager. But I still don't listen to as much as them. And so just by the sheer virtue of those facts, a lot of what's going to be on my list is going to be stuff that we did for the podcast, because I'm just not like, I do some, you know, swimming around, just like Amon Amarth we didn't do, Faytooth we didn't do, Miso we didn't do. So there is stuff on my list that we didn't do, but I'm not, you know, I don't go out and listen to an additional 75 albums, unlike some people.
I think I had one or two, because I'm a dick. Let's see where it's... like Immolation, we didn't do Autopsy, did we?
I
don't think we did. That may be it, though, because I'm a tool. I think all the rest of the stuff we did, yeah, it looks like it. Schizophrenia. Yeah, we did all these together.
It's got me wondering, and I'm checking now to see Diabolical. The past years of how much there was, like, overlap of, like, we listened to the same, like, graded the same albums, in a sense, and this is by far just looking at it.
It might just be recency bias, but it feels like this year is more diverse than last year was.
It does. I also have Korn and Slipknot, so I have four that weren't podcast albums. But Gabe, it's like 2/3 of them.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yes, you get the homework award.
Well, I also like... You know, I wanted my top 25 to be all albums that I would give A's, you know what I mean, of some kind. And I feel like that kind of spurred me on, because I was like, they gotta be out there. And I found a crap ton of stuff that I liked, so I'm not mad about it.
Yep. That's about how I am as well. All right, so... We actually only had 13 albums that multiple people agreed on this year.
Okay. Right.
That's something.
That's pretty close.
All of them are Slayer.
So that leads us into our honorable mentions. Is Corpse Grinder and Claustrophobia.
Yeah.
And so were they like 12 and 11?
Yes. And time for number two. Wait a minute, what?
I remember what.
Okay, so We have a tie.
Is this going to be like La La Land all over again?
We have a tie at number 10.
Okay. So we have multiple number 10s.
Yes. So it's all right. Quartz, and I didn't catch it because I looked at it. And it's
just give them both to us. It's
so it's Quartz Grinder Claustrophobia and Werewolves from the Cave to the Graves.
So all of those tied? Is that what you're saying?
They all tied at 29 points.
That's fine.
Okay. Great. Yeah. So three number 10s. All number 10s. Yes.
Yes. And I was just looking at it and I was just like, wait a minute, what? Because I just counted down 10. I was like, good enough.
Those, there's some good fucking records.
So. Yeah, those are all pretty badass.
I mean, those are all this cover, y'all. Yeah. I was sad I didn't get to be on this review. You know what I would have said.
Oh. A plus. It's amazing. As we saw with your grade at number 7, 8.
I think I had it at like 5.
Yeah, well, I thought it was a little higher up there than that.
Yeah.
Cool. Number 9 is actually a little surprising. Bloody Red Raksha.
That doesn't surprise me. I inflated the shit out of that.
Well, I mean, just like it's a their first album drop, and it's we all really enjoyed it. Compared to
this producer guy, but he pulled it. He pulled it together, though.
Yeah. I was going to say there for a while. That was my number one album of the year.
Yeah.
So.
Number 8, Lamb of God Omens.
Duh. I blame Gabe, but I'm just kidding. But for real.
It's probably my fault.
It's your fault. Anyway, I'll take it. It's on fire!
Number 7, Mesa Close.
We gotta check that out.
Dude, it's so good. That
cover, y'all. Damn, Italy.
Some people would probably bitch and kvetch that it's not entirely metal. And I can see those arguments, but it's such a damn good album.
Yeah, you know, I care very little about that problem.
100%. Yeah.
So I'll check it out. A hot mess.
Number 6, Meshuggah Immutable.
Duh, that's me on the album cover. I'm coming out of 2022.
I'm totally on fire.
I'm on fire. My
with my knife.
With my knife, y'all. That's the important part. I mean, you know how I felt about this album. I told you as it was happening what I was going to do. So yeah. I was like loading it, staring at all of you.
Number 5, Sentient Horror, Rites of Yes. Horror.
That was ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah. So funny. I love it.
And that's one that 3 of us rated. That's the only one of 2 that 3 rated. The other one that 3 rated was Corpse Grinder.
Mm-hmm. Man, that might be the album cover of the year. And I love the Druid Lord album cover too, but
I need this Druid and this Lich to fight. I need
100%. We need to run that campaign.
And Ravenloft is the Mist.
Yep.
Number 4, Hoth, All That Was Promised. No surprise there.
Very nice.
Number 3, Troops of Doom, Antichrist Reborn.
Fuck yeah.
Number 2, Crowbar, Zero and Below.
Fuck yeah.
Which I was most surprised is showing up as high on Gabe's list as it did.
It's good.
Now, the question is, does anybody even need to guess at what number 1 is?
No.
No.
I kind of knew going in that it had a...
I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I knew this was number 1 once I saw it on both high up on Ben and Gabe's, and I was like, okay. So the only way this isn't number 1 is somehow David votes for Crowbar, which I did not see happening.
I gave it a good score, but it's not as good as the other.
Yeah. So for anybody at home who does not know, the number 1 album for Thunderdome this year is Zero and Ardor's self-titled album.
Hell yeah.
That's a fantastic fucking album, so.
It is.
Yeah, definitely deserving.
Yeah. I give it the lowest ranking of the of us, and it was number 7 I'm on. So, yeah.
Definitely. I mean, you know, that another one was one that was like in the number 1 slot there for a while, and it didn't come down a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we did it.
We did it. Yeah.
Did it get like 80 some points? Something crazy.
86 and Crowbar came at 45.
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah, it's like number one by a long shot.
Yeah, we've had some that were close. This is not one of those.
Yeah.
Everything else, as you say, drops off when you subtract between 1 and 25 points. Like when only 3 people or 2 go in on something, it's done.
Yep.
Yeah. And which this year we didn't. It's there's such a diversity that when 2 people win on something, like they got it got voted in because that's that number dropped off at because those honorable mentions. I cut it off there and it's like, I'll coup these 2 because that's when 2 people stopped voting for them. Hmm. Well, there's a schizophrenia in there as well, but that's so low on the list for people. And septic flesh,
like croptic or whatever. I think much there was some overlap.
Yeah, but there were like 20 or 18 on people's list. So like it boiled down to not quite like our singular votes that we voted for by itself. Like, oh, this is my number 2 that nobody else listened to, which happened a bit.
Yeah.
Overranked it. But yeah.
Well, awesome. I think that that is a worthy top 10. I have no complaints.
For sure.
I don't either. No complaints. I knew going into it, I would be odd man out on, hey, your list is nobody gives a shit.
That's not fair. Ben actively dislikes parts of it. So
that is like
to say that he feels nothing is not accurate. I just wanted to interject that he actively dislikes a good portion of it.
Or on opposite ends of the middle continuum on some things. There's a lot of stuff that we overlap on, but the stuff we disagree about, we vehemently disagree.
I mean, Ben's ideal album is a 2-minute bass solo, and Tracy's ideal album is a 27-disc set available only on LaserDisc. It's one song.
It's one song.
I mean, it's we're like during the Reformation. It's 2-finger versus 3 fingers. Like we agree, there's fingers involved, but it's 2 versus 3.
Tracy needs 10 million riffs at and approximately 15,000 tempo changes for no fucking reason.
Flip it a pancake.
Pancake.
Man, yeah. Well, that was some lists, Tracy. This is your, you must have been in heaven. Just the amount of lists you got to play with. I'm sorry, your Mad Lib self destructed. It should have been field tested.
Yeah, we should have. I say rework that and like we can just drop that in something else. We can do that when we do a grab bag or something, because I think that would actually be a cool idea.
Yeah.
I don't know that doing all of them in one episode is a good idea, but I think if we like do them and then like drop them in like 4 episodes so that it's not just the same thing back to back to back, it would be cool.
Yeah. Could be cool.
Yeah. Maybe something. I know what happened is like the numbers match up. I got 12, I got like 18 and 18. I'm good to go. And I deleted one over here and deleted one over here. Now we're not got corresponding numbers. And I'm like, shit.
And unfortunately, it meant that 30 million chickens aren't going to get slaughtered because it was linked into a work spreadsheet.
They have been liberated.
Tracy's accidentally set them free. They're
free. Now they're coming to take over the world.
Yeah.
Free range.
It's just been 65 million years since they ruled the Earth. They've been waiting for so long.
Dumbling from the Ice Age. I'm just going to gore you. That's what I'm going to do, Tracy.
Indeed. Well, what are we doing next?
Yeah.
Next, we are going to be recording my grab bag in world music, is what we're going to call it. I think is what we decided on.
We're pretending these places are in the world.
My criteria was non-Anglo, non-English, or non-Western, let's say that.
So Saxon was out as well.
Yeah. Death of a Saxon man.
I love how I said we should review that, and Gabe was like, I quit. I resign. Yeah,
for sure. It's like, nope. Hard nope. Limit.
Hard pass. I resign. He has the letter in his pocket already. Just pulls it out.
Just waiting.
Having none of
the Charlie Main contingency.
Have you had that this whole time? Yeah, you know.
Charlie Main.
Exactly. Well, that's going to be global, Tracy. That's what that's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be worldly.
There will be no Charlemagne, but dead Charlemagne rising from the grave.
Indeed.
Yep. But tune in next time here on Thunderdome Metal Reviews.
Yeah.
Oh.